Dozens of new data centers have been proposed in Pennsylvania. Some residents and local governments in those communities are struggling to handle the boom with existing ordinances and little information. That's why the group Community Action Works is holding an organizing summit about data centers in Pittsburgh on April 18th. I spoke with Max Hayworth with Community Action Works about it, including what his organization does.
At Community Action Works, what we do is we work directly with community members, providing training, support, ongoing resources, anything they need to address environmental threats at the local level. We started as a group back in 1987 in the New England area and been working in this type of work for over 35 years now, actually coming on 40 years in 2027. I'm working with thousands of communities and trained over 20,000 community members.
What are some of the issues that your organization has taken on over the years?
Lately, in terms of like issues that community members have been coming to us, issues like PFAS contamination and water. So forever chemicals that don't break down and are linked to things like cancer developmental problems. Other campaigns we do are helping, you know, like landfill expansions that, you know, have direct harms to nearby community members. So basically helping community members how you navigate that and be able to get some sort of resolution at the local level. Another big issue and kind of linked to what we're talking about, a lot of communities are coming to us dealing with the environmental and public health impacts of data centers. So we got into this issue, particularly when some residents in the Georgia area came to bring this issue that this is becoming an emerging issue. Particularly, there's a type of data center called crypto mines. So these type of facilities have been linked to big noise pollution problems. So they have some of the sites measured as high as 93 decibels, which is the equivalent of a chainsaw going off in the next room. So a community member there literally moved from their dream house because it was just so loud. And there were also just other concerns about the, you know, electricity usage and the water usage. And what was insane is that community member we were working with, she ended up moving to another part of Georgia where another crypto mine set up shop. So, but the really cool thing is she was really effective of like organizing her community. She got over 900 residents to show up to a public hearing and did an excellent job just organizing people into her neighborhood. She's now a part of what's called the National Coalition Against Crypto Mining. Her name's Cindy Roberson. And she's doing a lot of really awesome work of just exporting that work to other communities across the country. So she's been a really great resource to help someone that we help bring into a lot of our conversations in these type of fights.
What are some of the specific issues about data center development that you've heard from people in Pennsylvania?
Folks are concerned particularly around air pollution that are coming from these proposals. So there have been some proposals in Pennsylvania where they're connecting some of these data centers to like diesel generators that output harmful air pollution in particular. So folks are concerned also about the water consumption. So in particular, like in the Middlesex, Pennsylvania region, there's a community member who's just really concerned about the amount of water in that area. Some of these data centers consume as much as 5 million gallons of water per day.
How has your work in other parts of the country on this issue informed your work in Pennsylvania? Like, what are some of the main things that you've learned that you're bringing to Pennsylvania?
The biggest factor is organizing. So I think when people hear about the issue, folks are just really interested in like learning about what's happening. Like anytime like a data center thing comes up, a lot of people just show up because there's a lot of buzz on the issue. I think the next factor is that when people are organized and show up to public hearings, that's when a lot of progress happens. That's when we tend to see, you know, proposals start to almost not even just back down, but we tend to see a lot more of that dialogue happening. And I think when more people are speaking out about what, you know, they're concerned about, that's when I start to see, you know, towns responding and, you know, really just rethinking, like, you know, does this project make sense? Or, you know, even coming up with ways to make these projects work better. So like, for instance, a group in Mountain City, Tennessee, there was a proposed data center there and the community was just really concerned about it opening up shop. The noise pollution, I think, was the top concern there of what particularly could happen. And then two, another concern was the concern of flooding. So in Tennessee, they were, they experienced the horrific, effects of Hurricane Helene, and the proposed data center would be in a, important flood zone. So there was also concerns about the effect on flooding as well. So the community really rallied around that particular concern. And I think the big difference of like what made stop that project was just a bunch of people just continuously showing up at, public hearings. And I think just when people are showing up, making their voices heard, it really makes a big difference.
When you say organizing, that's not just like people showing up to a public event. What are some of the specifics that make that more successful?
I think when I mean by organize, I mean like I think it's when a group of people coming together and create a like a unified strategy and message. That's when things really start to snowball in a way that's really positive for the community. Making sure everyone just there's opportunities for folks to be able to meet on a regular basis. When they start a local community group, it helps build a lot of credibility. And also allows you to recruit folks with a lot of different backgrounds and different expertises and different. And then I think when you have a lot of different people coming together, it helps build their access to different parts of the community. So I think that's what we mean by organizing is like, okay, how do you make an issue visible on message? And then just also just really compelling to get folks on board so that we're all listening and able to come to some sort of consensus, some sort of, solution that will help benefit the community overall.
So your group is organizing an event in southwestern Pennsylvania later this month about data centers. Who is this event for?
A little background. So we are hosting what is called a community organizing summit. So it's a free day-long conference or summit, basically where we're bringing together community leaders, nonprofit organizations, really community members, student leaders, student activists, anyone who wants to make a difference on, this particular issue. So there's three goals for this summit. A, it's to learn about some of the biggest emerging issues facing our communities. So we'll be hosting briefings and a panel and workshops for folks to learn about, this particular issue, what are, the impacts. And what are some, solutions that folks can, take and, take back to their community? The second goal is to share organizing stories, strategies, and creative ideas. So we'll have some networking built into the event. So at lunch, we'll be having opportunities for folks to engage with like our panelists and our community partners, basically to hear each other's stories of what's working, what's not, what are some challenges. Lastly, it's just getting and learning organizing skills. So you'll get the help you need to effectively organize your community and grow as a leader. So we'll run workshops focused on various critical community organizing skills. So how to create an effective campaign plan, understanding things around like local permitting and zoning, mapping and tracking data center project proposals, thinking about how to tell a really powerful story on social media and how to recruit more people onto your group and your campaign. So basically through these workshops, folks will be able to hone their abilities to mobilize their neighbors and take on powerful special interests.
What do you hope the participants will take away with them?
I hope folks are just coming out of the day just feeling inspired and A, just learning more about the issue in itself. And I want people just to feel like they are empowered to make a difference in their local spaces. I know that, in these times, it's definitely lots of things happening nationally, but the biggest place where we can make the biggest difference is just right in our own backyards, right? And I think we can make a lot of progress in the overall grassroots movement by just getting more people activated on issues like this. I just want everyone to feel more connected, less alone in their own work that they're doing in their communities. And I hope they just meet a lot of new people in these type of spaces.
Max Hayworth is a community organizer with Community Action Works. There's a link to info about their data center summit on April 18th at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.